This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tensip with the Live Feed.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we visit with The Pines and hear part of their performance from Midwest Music Fest 2013 at the historic Masonic Temple in downtown Winona. Members of the band visit with us about their meditative songwriting process, how they are always present when creating music, and what it's like trying to create a unique blend of quiet sound that stimulates the mind. You're listening to The Live Feed. This is Terry Tenseth, and I am with David and Benson from The Pines. They've traveled to Midwest Music Fest here at the Masonic Temple in Winona. And from what I understand, you two started playing music in Arizona before making the move back to the Midwest, which is, you have roots here in the Midwest. So how did your relationship actually start in Arizona?
Well, we both were down there independently from Iowa, just as a change of scenery to pursue life outside of where we had grown up. We're both from Iowa originally, so when we met in Tucson, we started playing together at a lot of blues bars in the area and some rock clubs and stuff, but we just did kind of a lot of old traditional folk songs and Chicago blues songs and played as many shows as we could, really long shows, and then eventually started writing our own songs.
You guys have seven people in the band.
Sometimes, right?
That's a lot of input on creating music. Is there one person or a couple of key people that compose, or is it a total group effort?
David and I write the songs, and then we open it up to the rest of the musicians to, you know, sometimes for arrangements. And because everyone, we don't really dictate what anyone does. Everyone can just play how they play. So we kind of write the songs, but they're very open. So then the other guys can lend their musical voice to the songs.
Is there anywhere, any place you guys go specifically in your mind or physically for when you are starting a concept of a song? Or does it start lyrically, or does it start with an actual instrument part?
Every song is different. Sometimes a lyric will set it off. Sometimes a little melodic idea will set it off. But for the most part, the ones that we tend to kind of play or record are the ones that are sort of, there's something a little mysterious or something we don't quite know what it is or what it's even necessarily about. You know, it's a very meditative process for us.
You're discussing meditative process, and people have referred to your music as mysterious sometimes. Is that how you would describe yourself, or mysterious?
We don't try to be mysterious. It's just there's this thing within just songwriting. And maybe mysterious isn't the right word. It's something that just, like, it's open and sort of in between worlds or something.
Yeah, the meditative state, I mean, kind of comes in. It's, there's something in your subconscious that when you're not trying so hard, when you're not pushing so hard, when you're just attentive to what's there. We have songs that have grown out of little musical parts or lines that we've had for months or years, you know, that aren't ready at the time that they're written, but lay in the background and come up at the right moment to be plugged in somewhere or developed. So I think it, you know, for us, it has less to do with trying to accomplish something really specific as much as just trying to be present and to get lucky and grasp what's already there, you know.
My bell tower's ringing, it isn't you singing. We don't know that song anymore. Winter bones breaking, if that ain't shook, it's shaking. This tangle of fate out my back door. Well, threadbare in peril, it's cold Christmas carol. We jump from the bridge in our mind, and it's one for the money, two you go hungry. My blue shoes are dragging the line, so leave a lantern on the trail. Not asking for much, just your middle sweet touch. If by morning you're ready to sail, don't wait for so long, 'cause you know that I'm gone. You can lock up your treasure, take drastic measures. We march to the grave all the same. In this short life of trouble, the church turns to rubble, and beauty has never had a name. Well, my head's in your branches, squandered my chances. I give in the last I can give, and this empire's falling, peace is appalling. How can a poor man stand such times and live? So leave a lantern on the trail, not asking for much, just your middle sweet touch. If by morning you're ready to sail, don't wait for so long, 'cause you know that I'm gone. Oh, leave a lantern on a trail, I'm not asking for much, just your middle sweet touch. If by morning you're ready to sail, don't wait for so long, 'cause you know that I'm gone.
Thanks, y'all, so much.
You're listening to The Live Feed and our coverage of Midwest Music Fest 2013. We now return to our interview with The Pines.
With all of you in the band, you travel quite a bit. How do you get along with each other when there's so many of you and so many different personalities?
For some reason, we just click together pretty well. We're all pretty forgiving of each other. And I think everyone brings a certain quality that makes it kind of complete, or like kind of, it's like a table with four legs. So it feels very stable and comforting, and I don't know how it works, but we're lucky.
Yeah, I think that this really common goal. People, we love to play, you know, so no matter what we have to go through to get where we're trying to go, or you know, how treacherous or long the drives might be, whatever, I think that playing, that every show is exciting to us. And so it's a common goal, and in between that time, people play their roles and support each other as friends, you know.
In performing, you toured with Mason Jennings, and you've done South by Southwest. And through those experiences, are there any stories or epiphanies that you've come to about life that you kind of keep to heart or close to heart?
I think the part of it for us is trying to strike a balance between a life on the road and a life at home, because we're very much like to be at home. We like to decompress. We like to not be, you know, it's very easy to be obsessed in the music business if you want to keep pace with everything. And I think that we've learned that there's a mid-ground where we're functional and try to be happy is really the goal, as opposed to trying to conquer the world, you know. That's one thing we've learned, I think, or learning all the time.
How about for you?
I agree. I think it's just we like to be productive and work and be a part of a community of some sort. So I think that's what keeps us, you know, out there playing music, you know. You certainly like... So I think, I don't know what, you know, learned is so much as just like, we're just trying to live our lives in a way that is rewarding and we feel that we're putting something out there. I feel like that's keeps us... Or I don't know if that's a lesson I've learned on the road. I think it's just a matter of like falling through with that sort of in mind.
As a musician, how do you strike a balance between creating music for yourself and creating music for the public?
That's a good question for us, because I think our stuff is very quiet in a very loud world. And I think that's one thing, too, that we kind of like, we kind of cherish that, and we like to kind of take that out there and play this kind of pretty, quiet music. And I think we write, that's something that we want to share. Like, there's a feeling of sharing with these songs. They're not just for us. It's something that we're trying to communicate and experience with other people.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I feel like in the art of songwriting, if you get down to the particulars and the details and the specificity of your experience, then those things are very universal, you know. So I think that we try to imagine songs and write songs that we'd like to hear, you know, on the radio or a show that we'd like to see. And I feel like if you get there, then it's going to resonate with, not with everybody, but with some people, you know. It's a slow growth, this kind of music, but it's better than putting on a strange suit of clothes or, you know, trying to do something that you're not.
Whose words these are, I guess I know. They stole them when they found the gold. And now a broken little treaty holds the proof. Now it's no blind madness out on the plain. I clamor for a pure restraint. 'Cause you don't need many words, speak the truth. Rise up and be lonely. When daisies burn and kisses fade from the lack of light in our hearts and minds, cold hymns explode, voodoo scenes erupt in time. Oh, I make my way in those leaves and roots. I'm trembling in my traveling boots. I don't believe, but I believe. I dust my broom. Thank you. Straps on my shoulder, chains on my feet. All the money in the world, just a lame retreat from the shelter. Behind our eyes, look now, the sun hangs like a thief over branches, all leaf to leaf. I'm out walking under corporate criminal sky. Thanks, y'all, so much.
Behind his eyes are breaking, was this world a coming to? If it wasn't for you, I don't know what I'd do. My heart is aching, can I take a little booze? I've been waiting at the window with a lonesome tramp, a little blue. From a string, I wake up in the night, lift my head up, start to dream. What's wrong with everyone? How far does it gotta go until the dogs of greed fall down and drown in the snow? You give them all your time and you do your work well, but your compensation is just a fraction of the sale. And you feel like a buffalo in the belly of a wild, while the sick and the poor are still hanging on. stranger here, and I'm a stranger everywhere. I couldn't go home, but I'm a stranger there. Ain't it hard to stumble when you got no place to fall? I ain't got no place, baby, in this world at all.
We now return to my interview with The Pines. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to The Live Feed and our coverage of Midwest Music Fest 2013.
In the reality-based TV generation that we're living in, we see a lot of artists, well, not artists, but people that get involved on X Factor or American Idol. What are your feelings on those types of shows? Do you think that it is just to pump out factory-based music? Or do you believe that an independent artist can really find their true calling through that?
It's kind of so far away from what we do that it's hard for me to... I haven't honestly given that any thought. I feel like it's kind of just like karaoke. I mean, no doubt that probably some of those people are very talented, but I feel like the only thing that rubs me kind of... I feel sad that they think they have to go on a TV show to have a life in music, or they have to win the contest to, like, be an artist. I could be way off, but that's just kind of how it seems, and so I think that's kind of sad, because I think it's so much more than that, than just, like, having a great voice or something. That's my only thought on it.
I mean, I couldn't probably pay less attention to that world if I tried, but I feel like the thing that turns me off instantly is how the exploitation, it's driven by money, its intent is money, you know, the goal is money, and even an artist, you know, that someone who has sincere wishes, I agree with Ben, it's like there's so many other paths. At that point, you're bought and sold, and it's, you know, you're owned by somebody, a label or a group that wants you to do this or that, and even somebody, like, no matter, we couldn't do that if we tried, but I don't know why you'd want to try, really, because I just think that even if you're, you know, we're lucky enough to be the captains of our own ship for the most part, like, we, you know, we get a small label, and we do the things that we believe we want to do, like, we're going to do a benefit here in Winona in the fall for the Bluff County Co-op, it's, you know, a thing we're excited about doing. I just think that, yeah, music's a bigger world than trying to win someone's approval on mass market.
Just want to say what a true pleasure it is to be back here for a second time at the Midwest Music Festival. And thanks to y'all for coming out so much. We like playing this particular venue because we love to play in haunted places. And this works out real well for that. So thanks you so much. Thank you.
I'll follow you through the lightning and the snowing. And there's a light under the door. I remember last time I saw you. You were sitting on the porch with your wife. You had a big smile on your face and a baby on the way. But now you've gone away to a place where you'll never grow. The hanging garden is a hanging low. There's a light under the door. Still get mail. And if it's true, if it's a sin to be born, then death is forgiveness, I guess. You will always be my friend, no matter where we go. I'm driving through the lightning and the snow. There's a light under the door.
We now return to our interview with The Pines at Midwest Music Fest 2013. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to The Live Feed.
Kind of go in the Wayback Machine for you guys. What was it that initially made you try music or want to try music or experiment with it even before you met each other?
For me, I think it was getting the indication as a young person that life was to be lived and not to be saved up and not to be spent in the future tense. And I think playing music was a first opportunity I had at trying to access and live life in the present moment, not for any goal, you know, really in the future. I didn't start to play music to hope to be a professional one day or have this or that. So I think it was just a self-expression, connecting with people and to live a present life for me.
I grew up in it from as far as I can remember. It just seemed like what you do or what I do. So I never made a choice.
So you're kind of born into it.
I felt so. It was just around me and I definitely didn't connect right away, but I started to connect just to songs and such, and then just kind of rolled from there. So I never really set out. It just seemed like what a very normal thing to do. Like, to me, it's just this artistic, you just growing and trying to get better, and that's still on that path. So it still always kind of seems like I'm starting. that makes any sense.
No, it does. Actually, kind of, that gave me an idea for a question is, if you're always constantly starting, you know, and you're writing music, can you ever really say that you're done with a piece of music or a song?
No, no way. I don't think so. I think songs are never done. They can constantly be reinterpreted, just like people are doing old folk songs, or anyone that plays a different piece of music will always be different. So I feel like that's, it's never done. It's just, it just is. And so you just kind of do your part and learn and grow, and you can make things out of it, but they're never done.
Yeah, I think that it's, I think songs can be like the, you know, the concept of time. Time's not, doesn't really exist. It's something we put quantifiers on so they can organize our life in a certain way and function. And I feel like songs, when something gets made and it's, you know, 3 minutes and 43 seconds in the studio, that's just what it is that day. You know, that's just what happened at that moment. And I think really good songs, they never have, their lifespan doesn't stop anywhere.
So you're going to be back in town in October for Bluff Country Co-op for that shindig. What other big things have you got coming up?
We just have a kind of a busy spring of touring in and around the greater Midwest. We're starting to work on our next record. So we're writing and working on those things together as a band. And we've been playing a lot of new places in the United States over the last couple of years. So we'll be doing that sort of from here on out, working on building our following, building our show, and just doing things that are exciting to us in new places and some of our favorite old places, too.
Great. Where can people find out more information about you guys and catch up with where you're going to be and what you're doing?
We have pinesmusic.com. We're on Facebook.
Well, thanks, guys, for taking time out, and we'll see you in October.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, the light shines red and the stars shine golden. Getting late, so cold. And all the while my heart it beats for my love through the empty streets. All the silver arrow buried in my chest, I fell asleep in the early next night. The most vivid dream, I was just a sailor and I was lost at sea. And all the waves crashed over me, I was lost. As we walk along the graveyard fence, and if time ain't real and time don't exist, oh then why, oh then why, oh then why, oh then why, all the while, all the while, all the while, all the while. All the while, all the while, all the while.
Thank you all so much.
Have a great night. We're the Pines. Thank you so much for coming out to have fun at your festival.
A big thank you goes out to the members of The Pines for participating in the Live Feed and Midwest Music Fest 2013. Another thank you also goes out to Red House Records. You've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.